Mambo Vipi, what's happening? My name is Anyiko Owoko and I am a lover of arts, culture and everything African. And here, we grant you front row access to your favorite celebrities, creators, the biggest personalities and industry experts. Come with me, you're now a VIP. Welcome back to VIP Access. This is the A-List podcast from Kenya and this side of the continent. I am always happy to unveil my guest, and the guest I'm having today, we actually share a first name. I'm not sure if she knows that. So anybody who knows me from back in the day before I picked up the use of my other name, Anyiko, I used to go by the name Rose, and I actually really love that name. Every time someone receives M-Pesa, they're like, ah, you are Rose. I'm like, yeah, I am, proudly. So it's cool to have my namesake on the podcast for the first time. She can't even believe this.
I'm actually in shock. I didn't know that was your name.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Actually, Rosemary. Rosemary.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God, I'll never see you the same way again.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I know, right? And it was actually Sauti Sol who made me use the name Anyiko because, I mean, we were friends, we were working together. And so when I got my first TV job or media job, they were like, this is a time to just call yourself Anyiko Owoko. You know, it rhymes.
Yeah.
And you know,
it's so
Rosemary
beautiful.
Is not like, you can't remember it. It's not memorable.
It doesn't really bring out the character.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
no,
Anyiko
it doesn't.
Definitely brings
and
out
And to be
your
honest,
character.
Even though I like the name Rosemary, mm-hmm. I just didn't feel it. But
yeah.
The moment I picked up Anyiko, I was like,
you
yeah,
owned
yeah.
it.
That's cool. I owned it. Yeah.
Love
so,
it.
So, what's up, Rosa?
Well, namesake. Not even the vibe feels different.
I know. The only Rosa.
Yes, the only Rosa. This reminds me of actually the time when I had to change my name. Do you know, people kept confusing me. I even went for an interview once and someone called me Rosarie, who's a Tanzanian artist. Mm. Yeah. And so from then onwards, I went on my social media, everything, and I just changed it to the only Rosa.
So do you actually introduce yourself as the only Rosa or Rosa?
I do, the only Rosa.
Okay. So the only Rosa, the only one.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's actually become part of who I am now. Honestly.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. It's really dope, actually.
It was a very random decision, so I'm glad it's paying off.
No, it is. I loved it. When I saw it on one of your albums, I was like, I like this because she's the only Rosa.
Do you ever walk in somewhere and someone calls you Rosemary? Like, do you feel like out of character?
I do. And even my mama mostly calls me like Rosie.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I feel out of character, but in a different character. So out of this character, but that other character. Yeah. It's a name, watu wa nyumbani call me with. Like, some aunties will call me that.
Yeah. You didn't expect a random person in a room to just call you that.
Yeah.
I feel you. That's me too with my name.
You have a brother?
Rosa. Yeah, I do. I have an older brother who now everyone calls me Rosa. I used to have like those pet names at home, but now everyone calls me Rosa. But when I was younger, do you know, I didn't know my name was Rosa until when I was, I think, 13. Yeah. So it's actually crazy. I feel like I was living a lie. And I actually think that's where now my personality, the artist, came from, when I realized Rosa was actually my real name. So when I was younger, I used to call myself Roseline. Then, you know how when you're doing your exams, you have to go with your birth certificate so they can register you. So I ask my mom for my birth certificate. She gives it to me and it's written Rosalie. And I'm like, this is not my birth certificate, but the date is correct. Then she goes like, that's actually your name. I don't know why you've been calling yourself Roseline for the last 13 years. And I swear I had an identity crisis for like months, but most of I was happy. I was so excited because I felt like, oh my gosh, this is an opportunity for a new life. And imagine if my name was still Roseline, what would be my stage name now?
First of all, this is the freakiest story because I have the same story.
No.
Yes. And nobody knows this.
No,
it's just
way.
Like my husband and Chimano and maybe Sauti Sol.
Really?
And my sisters. So I had this name, like my middle name growing up was Akinyi.
Yes.
I was like Rosemary
too.
Akinyi Owoko.
Okay.
But I just didn't like Akinyi.
Yeah.
And I just didn't own it. And I didn't know why. And because you're a child, you can't explain, like, I don't want this
why
name or I don't own this name. You don't have the words or the means of communicating.
Yes.
So I never introduced myself as Akinyi, even though I knew that was my name, mm-hmm. but I didn't know why. I didn't want it.
Yeah.
So when I finished high school, even when you register for your certificate, I never put that name. I used to put Rosemary Owoko. So even people who went to high school with me, they knew me as Rosemary Owoko. Okay. I didn't even put it on my certificate. I just didn't write it. So after high school, I went to my mom and I was like, now I want to apply for my passport. Can I get my birth certificate? And when I took my birth certificate, it read Rosemary Anyiko Owoko. I had never had my name. Never saw it, nothing. So I said, is this my birth certificate? Who is Anyiko?
Yeah.
And my mom said, ah, it's you. I said, what do you mean? But I've been Akinyi. She said, you know, I was calling you Akinyi because I always wanted you to be called Akinyi.
Oh,
but you are Anyiko. When you were born, you were named Anyiko.
Yeah.
And your father loved that name because Anyiko was my father's grandma.
Okay.
And he ran to register your birth certificate as Anyiko. And so I asked her, so why have you been calling me Akinyi? She's like, because I like the name. And I was like, mom,
no,
you ruined my identity, my life. Because all my life, I feel like I had an identity crisis.
Because you were never owning your name.
No. And it's funny because you don't know why. Because since then, it's when I discovered myself when I knew the name Anyiko. And I felt like it was me. And when
crazy.
I presented it to Sauti Sol, they were like, that's a beautiful name.
Yeah.
In fact, start calling yourself that. So people who used to be in high school with me, when they started seeing me on TV when I used to work at KBC, they were like, oh, so she went to Nairobi because I'm from Molo, I'm from Nakuru.
Yeah.
She went to Nairobi and changed
her
identity.
Yeah!
I'm like, no, this is me now.
This
that's
is
so crazy.
Insane. Yeah. You know what's funny? I was called Rosalie too because of my grandma. But apparently, I couldn't say the word Rosalie. A lot of people couldn't say it. So I just changed it to Rosalyn. But in real sense, I was also Rosalie, named after my grandma.
And that's so unique. You never hear that name, Rosalie.
Right?
So unique.
It really is. Oh, but this is insane.
This is the most insane podcast I've ever had to
Me
meet.
Too.
My namesake to start like that, then for all of us not to have known our identity till a certain age.
And I'm sure it sort of relates to who we are right now. We might not know exactly how.
Yeah.
But I feel as though right now, even when I go to a room and I have to talk about who I am and I call myself Rosa, Rosalie, I feel so proud of it.
Same.
And I'm imagining if it was the other name, I probably wouldn't be feeling
I
like
wasn't.
This.
That's what I'm saying. Like when you're not proud of something within yourself, investigate why. You know, certain things, you know, certain energies, certain places you don't want to be, you need to figure out why, because I just didn't want to be Akinyi and I didn't know why. And so I just didn't use the name.
Yeah.
So sometimes even maybe we have been given names that don't resonate to us. We need to change our names.
And names
then.
Are powerful.
And
things.
You need to change your name if it doesn't speak to you.
I know.
Or you need to own your name if you don't have it.
You know, there's this thing I came, well, it was sort of a research I was doing and I came to the conclusion after speaking to many other musicians and artists, every person I know who's very in tune with either their creativity or something in regard to just being a celebrity, they have a very unique name. Might not be their full name, but maybe even a middle name or a name that they gave themselves. And so you'll find someone nicknaming themselves something and turning into that identity. Yeah, so that made me believe names are so powerful.
They are definitely powerful.
Honestly, if you look at anyone, an artist, a singer, a rapper, just look at their real names. It's always just so different from what you would expect. Yeah. It's wild.
That's so wild. This is the most random entrance to my podcast. I always do like a proper introduction to my guest. We just started Rosa and, you know, I didn't even do an introduction. So if you could allow me.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Rosa here is such an amazing artist. Like, I really, really love you and celebrate you.
Thank you.
When it comes to African soul music, R&B, pop music, she's really top of the top.
I
really do love the way you sing, you know, the way you do your runs, the way you do your harmonies, the way you do the soul.
Yeah.
There's a lot of soul in Rosa's songs, even if it's just a pop record, you do hear the soul. On top of that, Rosa has 3 albums.
Yes.
Original Copy was the first one. Then there was a really dope EP in 2020, Waves.
Waves.
In 2022, there was Rosa Land.
Yes.
You might have already loved and had her dope songs like Consequences. Password is really dope. OnlyFans.
Yes, OnlyFans.
That is really dope as well. And Japesa.
Yes.
With Japesa. Nyako is really something. So it's just really great to sit and talk to you. I mean, you really do deserve your spotlight, your flowers.
Thank you.
You've been quite prolific. If I look at just the industry, like you've really released dope projects. And I think the reason why we're talking now, even though the last record came in 2022, is like when you have a dope project, it stands the test of time.
It does.
I just feel like this interview is long overdue. Like we should have done it such a long time ago. But we're still going to do it and still talk about these records because they're really dope. Is it?
I feel as though it's perfect because sometimes when I have to speak about my music, I'm not really in the mind space to want to talk about the music. I just want you to listen to the music. Where I am right now, I think I'm at the place where I don't mind speaking more about what has inspired my music so far. Yeah, it's really like a game of energies, this music thing.
Really?
Yeah, it is. So, but right now I'm feeling very open. I think the first time I met you was how long ago?
Maybe it's a long time ago.
It's like 7 years ago.
It's like 7 years ago. And I must say, Rosa, I think, was like among the very first clients that my PR company had. And I appreciate how you and your management came to me then because you didn't know me so much, but you came, you know, kind of so professional. Like, we know you're a dope PR chick and we want this achieved. How much do we need to pay you? Here's your money. Like, there was no haggling.
We just trusted you, to be honest.
I love that so much. And I think sometimes we crave for that. We crave to be seen for, you know, what we do. And not people just saying stuff like, oh, I just knew I wouldn't ever afford you, or I knew you were too busy. I hate when people make those assumptions. Like, just ask me.
And also trying. Honestly, I feel as though even the majority of the things that have been a success in my career have come from just trying. I'll give you a perfect example. Even working with Bien on OnlyFans.
I was actually thinking about that because I was like, you really got a big one with this collab.
I did. Because you know what's funny? I had kept telling him that I want to make music with him. And Bien is actually the first person in my entire career to be honest with me about my craft. So one day I approached him. There was an exhibition or something at Sarit. Mm. And so I met Polycap first. And then now I approached Bien and I told him, I really like how you write. I would love to just write with you. I don't need to make a song with you. I just want to write with you. And Bien goes like, you know what, Rosa? I've actually been meaning to tell you, the day that I'll meet you, you need to work on your writing because your voice is really good. And you know, at that point, for someone to tell me that, I have no idea how I didn't take offense. I feel like I'm really exposing a deep secret right now. But but I felt like for Bien to be telling me that, he's an amazing songwriter. He's been in the industry for a while. For him to say there has to be a reason. He's not just saying it to make me feel less than what he is. Mm. And so I took that and I actually used it as fuel to go and work on my songwriting. And there was a time when I wasn't making music for about a year. I wasn't even going to studio and I would sit down with books, songwriting books, and I would write anything that I'm learning. I would take notes and all that. And to this day, I tell people, for me to now end up sitting with him and Ben Soul and Viri to write a song together, I feel at that point, that's where all that hard work and that one statement, that's where it led me to. So I know you can listen to OnlyFans and be like, nice song. But to me, it really just speaks to the journey that I've been through ever since I had that one statement about my songwriting. Can you imagine?
And I think if you say it that way, because I've had the previous records and then I had that album and I kind of felt that it was different. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was the writing, but also felt like it was also some sort of confidence that you carried yourself with in that record. Even OnlyFans, the things you're saying, I'm just like, this is a dope songwriter. Like, that's how I experience the song and that's how I see it. Because in the song, I think you even say, I'm like, this is some real shit being discussed in this song.
Yeah, and normal me, honestly, would not even be writing like that. It's so funny now, like, the record has been out for months and months. But looking back, even the comments that I get on the video, on the social media videos, the ladies actually relate to those things.
I related too.
Yeah, I would have never written that. But the fact that now I put it out there and I saw that there's actually women who enjoy singing such lines, it even gave me more confidence to just say whatever I feel. It's amazing what you can learn from just one song.
Yes. Or from one person or one from person. A couple of people.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or from your album, because that's now you reviewing it, you know, after a couple of months and you see how people have been receiving.
Oh, yes. And I feel that's actually a very hard thing for me because I'm one of those people who once I work on something, I let it go.
Mm.
Even if I go, let's say, to the club and I hear OnlyFans playing and I'll just mind my business like that's not even my song. Because once I do it, I just leave it alone.
Mm.
I feel like every song or every project is for that part of my life.
Mm.
And hopefully years later, like now even months later, someone will still listen to it and relate to it. So trying to go back and review it is, yeah, it's definitely a challenge.
But you're working on that.
I am, especially by seeking other people's opinions. Because I feel like I'm very hard on myself as an artist. A lot of us, we have this whole wanting to be a perfectionist. I write something, then I'm like, I don't want to record this yet. Then I sing it to someone and they say, that's amazing.
Mm.
So that's second guessing. So I also don't want to second guess what I've already put out. So now I'm also learning how to just accept people's opinions of my music and also accepting that once I've put it out, I should now be open to receiving what it's giving back to me. You know, that whole time, you're in PR, you know, you have to do the marketing, you do your radio interviews.
It's a lot and it can be draining.
It's really draining. And what I think a lot of people might not realize is even as a creative, by the time you're done with that process, you're feeling very drained. Like a lot of your energy is gone. So even if it's a big song or it's an amazing song, like it's very easy for you to just get like lost in the hustle and bustle of trying to promote it. Yeah.
You must find some time to step away from everything. And that's how you can even review
it.
The thing.
Yes.
But once you're in it, you're lost in it that you don't see it from outside.
Yeah.
You should also try to be an outsider of your own projects and just review yourself and say, am I happy with where I am? Which actually leads me to the next question. Are you happy with where you are?
Sort of. So I'm really big on like meditation and my spiritual life. So of late, obviously after my last project, I've been taking my time out. I've still been going into studio. I actually have a few singles that...
You had a couple of great big shows.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. My performances have been on fire.
Girl,
back to back.
You show up.
But now aside from that, so I've actually just been taking that time to like meditate, speak more to myself. I'm also at the place where I can release a new project. Mm. I'm coming from like a clean slate.
Yes.
Yeah. But the issue has been me having to talk to myself and ask myself, are you happy with what you're doing? Are you happy with the music you've been putting out? And do you know, Aniko, I'm now almost 11 years into my music career, and I just realized that I didn't know why I was doing music. It's now, as I'm sitting before you, that I'm starting to understand why I was doing music and what music means to me. So if you look at my background and how I ended up in music, it was very random. I was singing covers on YouTube. Someone calls me into a studio. When I'm at the studio, someone shows up and asks, have you ever performed anywhere? Would you come and perform? Who am I cutting raising for? In like 5 days later, Burna Boy. I'm sharing the same stage with Burna Boy. I leave that stage. 2 days later, I'm signed to a record label. I'm signed to a record label. 1 year later, I already have an album. I'm in spaces with people. At the time when Sauti was just like now becoming who they are, I was already now in the spaces trying to see how to work with them and all that, you know? So it's been such a rat race for me. Yeah. And looking back, I realized I was doing music because I found myself in it, you know? Which kind of makes me... When I think about you, your journey as well.
Oh my God. It's so crazy how we mirror each other. Because before this interview, I was just letting you know how with this podcast, I've just rediscovered myself and started just getting back to who I am and what I love, because I ended up in PR by mistake. Just my friend Sauti Sol asking me, please help us. And then other people asking and then getting opportunities and then it becoming a business. And then now I'm answerable to the industry and to the business. And I forgot about myself.
About you.
I didn't write for such a long time and I love writing. And I only started writing again like a few months back, but I didn't write for like a whole 2 years. And then I didn't do any interviews, I think from 2019 to 2023, you know, more than 2 years. And I didn't want to do it. I didn't even want to. So it took me some time to have conversations with myself, actually. And that's when I realized it's very important to talk to yourself. Really question yourself if you're happy with where you are, you know, because things might be happening. You might be successful, but does that give you happiness? So I think for a long time, I've been happy with the industry standards of happiness to be successful in PR. But I wasn't happy that I kind of lost myself and just wasn't the broadcaster and the storyteller I always wanted to be. And with this podcast, I feel like I'm finding myself back. I'm finding my voice. Because when you're in PR, you're busy promoting other people, other things, making them happy, doing what they want you to do. But what do I want to do? So I think I want to always be conscious of the fact that I'm an individual. I'm an artist in my own right. And there are certain things that make me happy. I don't want to be pulled out by the world and by business that I forget. The essence of who I am.
And, you know, even to support that, it's even more important when you have to go through that process because you're an artist. So for me, I used to draw a lot. I'm very good with pencil art, portraits. So I used to do all that all the way from high school. But now when I joined uni, like I forgot about it. And in uni, that's when I found myself in the music industry as well. And now looking back and I think to myself, when did I ever stop drawing? And I feel like there is a part of me that has been sitting unfulfilled because I haven't embraced the other parts of my artistic life. So that's sort of the conversation I've been having to have with myself and understanding that my purpose in even doing music is to make the next day better for someone. I honestly, that's the reason I do music. I just want to know that I was able to create something for 3 minutes that could make Aniko think about today as the best day of her life in comparison to her feeling like she can't make it another 24 hours. That's literally it. Because I feel that's what I need for myself. That's really why I listen to music. I know that a lot of artists would listen to music for inspiration. Of course, I do that when I'm doing my research and all that. Or some people listen to music just for like entertainment purposes. I find it really hard to listen to music for entertainment. So I think even that's why if you notice a lot of my music, I have a few party songs like disco, which I love.
Me too.
But also I have a lot of songs that relate to either love or my family, because I always feel like those are words that I've wanted to hear or I need to hear or the inner child in me would want to hear.
Of course.
So I think that's where my purpose for making music came from. And you know what's funny? I even ended up realizing that's why even when I was younger, when I was asking other people to make music with me and I'd be like, you know how the industry is? People are saying, you just need one banger, one party song. And I used to ask myself, how can you guys go into a studio and just make a party song like that at the snap of a finger? But for me, it used to be so hard to get to that point, you know? So now by doing like this work on my own, I'm able to understand, okay, when you need to do a party song, you're doing it for this specific reason. When you want to make a song for yourself or to help someone, this is how you go about it. I feel like I was just going with the flow. Now it's time to release a song. Okay, release it. You know, and it's really not that fulfilling to me as an artist. So I'm glad that I've gone through this entire process.
Yeah. I'm also glad for you. And I remember when you did the listening party for your album, Rosaland, you actually custom made some artworks for us. Do you remember?
Yes, I did.
That was so cute and so special.
Yeah,
because we had a little gift bag and there was an artwork. And then I think someone said Rosa herself painted these.
Yes, I did. So you can see where the journey started. Already by the time I was releasing Rosaland, even if you listen to some of the songs, like I have a song there for my mom, Mama, which I've just always wanted to do a song for my mom. And so the fact that I finally was able to do it, I feel at that point when I was recording Rosaland, is when I had really started like that journey of having this music conversations with myself. Mm. And you know how the music industry is. Honestly, it's really easy to get lost in the sauce.
Yeah. Yeah.
Things can be so good. And
lost in the sauce. I like that.
Yeah. Things can be so good or so bad out of nowhere that you just forget that there's life outside.
Yeah, I think it's important to have conversations with yourself and to come back to your roots and to what you want to do.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of noise. And then that also messes up sometimes with your identity. Because I feel like I also had kind of an identity crisis after I left my TV job. Because I used to be known like the TV girl. So once I was not the TV girl, I'm like, who am I?
Who
you know?
You?
And then once I left the TV job, I always felt like I still wanted to be everywhere. I wanted to be at all events because that was the nature of my work.
Mm.
But then now I'm not working there, but I still feel like I need to be seen at these places. So it took me a long time to be okay with not being everywhere, not being seen, and just being comfortable to be where I am, even if it's home and there was an event and I wasn't there. And I think because my show's tagline was also like, if you didn't see it on Grapevine, it probably didn't happen. It just got into my brain, like, and if Anyiko wasn't there, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
So if something happened and I wasn't there, I just feel like, how was I not there as
You basically started, like, living your slogan, like your show's slogan. You believed it.
Yes, so much that was a lifestyle. It was my life. And so once I wasn't on the show, I was detached from my life. And I'm like, now what is my life now? And I think that's just one part of my different moments of having conversations with myself. When I wasn't Saudi Soul's publicist anymore, I was like, oh my God, who am I? Because everybody in the industry knew me as Saudi Soul's publicist.
Yeah,
and that was also a very difficult period. So there are always moments. And then I think I became the PR queen and I'm like, oh no.
Yeah, then
where's
Anyiko?
Anyiko is lost. I'm not a PR queen. I'm a broadcaster. I'm just a music lover. You guys don't forget, I'm a music curator. So I'm constantly, you know, trying to find different sides of myself and just kind of give them life. Basically, what you're saying, man, this interview is so sweet.
It is. I feel like our life, like we're bouncing off experiences that we both have been through.
I love this.
It was destined.
It was. And even when you said this was the right time, I was like, why was it the right time? But I feel like it kind of is the right time.
It kind of is. I also feel the Anyiko I met years back, we would not be having such a conversation.
Not at all.
Honestly.
Not at all.
Yeah. And also for the time that I've known you know you have a reputation. Super hardworking. So already I know in my mind, if I'm talking to Anyiko, that's why if I call you for anything, I know Anyiko is like, all business.
Yeah.
So even to get the opportunity to be able to see like how your experiences have influenced who you've become right now, I feel like I'm getting an idea of a side of you that I had never seen.
Of course.
Yeah.
And the same with you, because my team did your PR at a very early stage in your career.
Yeah.
And then now being able to review your music, the records, the brand, even the visuals, I just see the growth that you've taken through the years. So even though you're still having conversations with yourself, I must commend you because you have done a really great job at growing and just nurturing even your voice. I think even in the beginning, we couldn't hear how powerful we can now hear Rosa in a record. So I think maybe in the beginning, you even hadn't tapped into the power vocals like you have now.
Right? You know, it's so funny. Now, Anyiko, I swear to you, even if you hear me do like, I turn my voice into some random soprano in this chorus, then out of nowhere, it goes into a deep alto. There's a reason I've done it. Before, I used to just sing because everyone told me, you know, you have a good voice.
Mm.
Now, I even go to the studio and I tell the producer specifically, today I want to sing a song where I don't have to hit any high note. I just want to be mellow or sing on my low notes the whole way, which is so different. Like, I feel like I'm experiencing music holistically.
And differently from the past.
It's different, It's really different.
That's so dope.
Also, that comes with its own pressure.
Of course.
Because now you know that I know what's right. I know what I sound good on. So the challenge now comes in where I have to find the balance.
Of course.
Of not to overthink things and also still be a creator. So that's what I'm working on. Which I think that's a permanent job. Like, it'll constantly be ongoing.
Yeah. But judging from your last albums, Waves and Rosaland, I don't know what could be coming, because that Rosaland album really was a dope album. That's the type of album you release and you can chill, like, because it was really well made, everything.
Wow, maybe I should just start chilling for a bit. days. But I've been recording though. But I think, no, I think you're right. Also, do you ever listen to an album and you feel like this, like it's a heavy album? Or this is light, like I can just listen to it and keep it moving.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel Waves was one of those light ones.
I feel Waves is lighter.
Yeah, it's way lighter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can just listen and just like keep going, enjoy the vibes, and then when it's done, it's done. But with Rosaland, even for myself, I find myself, I listen to one song, then I have to pause.
Yeah.
And like just take it in.
Yeah,
you know,
the
instrumentation, the vocals, the writing, the stories.
Yeah.
It's so much heavier.
It is.
So maybe actually that's why I've been on this phase of just.
Yeah, because it must have really drained you out. You really gave your all on that record, and it can be felt. Songs like Password, you know, the lyrics. I'm like, so brilliant. I just love it so much. Like, if anyone is listening to this podcast, just go and listen to Password. And it made me actually want
to
ask you about that song specifically. Like, were you kind of like a gangster and then you fell in love and opened up yourself so much that you wanted to write it like that in a song?
I don't know. That's actually a good way of looking at it. But really, if I think about it, when I was writing that song specifically, I try to put myself in the shoes of someone who... Okay, let me not say in the shoes of... That's probably me. I think I'm one of those people who I know I'm vulnerable. Like, inside, I'm a very emotional person. Mm-hmm. And I easily get, like, attached to good energy. I'm one of those people, like, if I meet you once and we are laughing and all that and we click over something, I'll text you next week. Like, I'll make sure I keep contact with you, you know? And so I realized, like, despite me being like that, when I get into relationships, I'm very critical.
Oh my God, we are so the same.
Really?
Me too.
What? Yeah, so you find yourself, we go into rooms, we talk to people, we are open.
Yeah.
But now when it comes to now one specific person.
You just find that you are concrete almost.
And I'm starting to scrutinize everything and thinking, do you have my best interest at heart?
Of course.
And so when I was writing Password, I was just putting myself in that position of, they've not even put in an effort really to try to woo me. But you know, when you meet someone and all of a sudden it's like the wall that you had, it sort of feels like it was so unnecessary.
Yeah,
and just something about them, like you feel like they'd never had to put in too much of an effort to prove themselves. Yeah, and so that's where now the Password story came from. Yeah, but if I think about it, I think growing up, that's just always been me. I'll be
happy. That's always been me. That's always been me.
Maybe that's why you really relate to the song or you like it.
I think so. That's always been me. It's like I'm this and then I'm that. I'm very much open to so many people and so many things. But then there are certain things I'm like,
it's like, and if even it's a block, it's a real block.
Yeah, even in our household, everybody knows, like, I'm the woman of steel.
No way.
Yeah.
Me too.
Like, if I say no, it's a no.
No, yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Rosa.
So it's shocking for you then, I guess, when in moments when you find yourself naturally opening
100%,
up.
100%. Or that one person who I just feel like I'm an open book and I'm like, I don't even have to think.
To think, Oh, wow. Then, so that's the stage behind Password. I'm glad you could relate.
That is so dope. Thank you so much, Rosa, for coming
to
VIP Access. I'm hoping when the new album, whenever it's ready, no pressure. I'm not going to be those interviewers. So when should we expect the next record? What are you going to do in the next 5 years?
That's the noise you are talking about. It's too much noise.
Yeah, no pressure. Like, just do you. We'll follow you. I follow you. Okay. I love you. And
thank you.
Whatever you'll release this year. And if you don't, I have wonderful records from you. I appreciate that.
Yes.
I just want you to be happy and to continue having these conversations with yourself, because so far, so good. The music really shows the growth and just the maturity in many ways. And I really love that for you, Rosa.
Thank you. Mm. And thank you so much for having me. As I said, I even feel like I'm getting to know you even better. And as someone with so much experience of the industry, for me to also be able to just understand like what Aniko goes through, or to have you as an open book, basically, it's also really motivating for me even as an artist. I'm feeling like I can go out and make my music and all that. And I know there are other people who are not artists who are relating to my story. You know, it's like, it's not just all business all the time.
Of course.
So thank you.
Thank you so much, amazing. Rosa. That is the only Rosa right here on VIP Access. If you are listening, we need you to stream Rosa's music. So please go out to your favorite DSPs and on social media, follow the only Rosa. Show her some love, share her music. Remember, VIP Access is also coming to you every Tuesdays at 7 a.m. East African time. We'll be back next week with another soulful and amazing individual. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
VIP Access Season 4 is proudly supported by the Australian High Commission.